Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Should allowances be tied to chores? Money specialists are divided on this one. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Some think it's important that children see the value of work to earn money. Others think chores should always be done as part of the family needs, separate from the allowance. And then there are those who advocate finding a way to blend the two by putting a value on specific chores. I've blogged on this topic recently and got a reply, a comment, from a lady named Jessica. She wrote, "I have very young children, 2.5 and 4.5, who adore candy machines and constantly want quarters from us. So I devised a simple system of jobs they do daily, and we mark completed jobs on our job board. After a week of completed jobs, they receive 2 quarters and usually spend both as soon as they leave the house." Jessica then asked this question, "I've been thinking about introducing the idea of saving. Maybe they put 1 quarter in a bank and can spend the other. Do you think I should encourage saving or require saving? I have to admit their father and I are not good savers, and I would love for the boys to learn better habits. I'm just afraid they are still too young for it to be effective. What do you think?" My reply to Jessica, it is never too soon to start telling your children, showing them, and teaching them about saving money. I think it is very important to require saving, and I think they are not too young to learn. As for the idea of introducing savings, try this. First of all, I'm very impressed with your honesty regarding, "I have to admit their father and I are not good savers." Not many adults would admit to that. That admission is really key because children learn their money habits as they do other habits by watching and imitating their parents. Although your children are very young now, they will tend to carry the money messages they learn now with them into adulthood. No, they're not too young for the message of saving to be taught. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.